This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du, my brothers and sisters, there are two words in the language, in English language, which we conflate and confuse ourselves with. One is the word expensive, and the other one is the word valuable. I want to propose to you that these are two completely different things, expensive and valuable. So what is expensive and what is valuable? My definition of something that is expensive is that what you pay for it and what you get from it, you pay more than you get. So when the return is less than the investment, that is expensive. But where the return is more than the investment, then that is valuable. That's not expensive. To give you an example, now even though the actual sum that you spend, I'm looking just now, we'll come back to the issue of money and no money, but just now the sum that you spend, even though you may be spending more money on something, that thing will be and can be more valuable. Whereas something on which you spend less money can be expensive. For example, compare two cars. Compare a cheap car, say for example, a Tata Indica, and compare that with a BMW. If you have the money, will you buy 4 Tata Indicas or will you buy 1 BMW? You would buy 1 BMW because the money you spend on that BMW gives you far more joy and far more value than the money that you would spend on the Tata Indica, although the money that you spend on the Tata Indica is much less. Because the joy and the pleasure and what you get for that money is much less than what you would like to have got. Take another example. Now we come to the issue of which has nothing to do with money. The amazing thing is that as human beings have grown and I hate to use the word developed, but in this case, because I don't think it's development, but anyway, as human beings have grown and we think that we have now, we are at the peak of civilization and so forth. And we tend to look at it purely from a materialistic point of view. And we think of it and say that, well, what is, how is our civilization superior to how things were in the past? Well, we don't walk to a place anymore. We don't ride an animal to that place. We don't ride a donkey or a horse. We don't go in a horse or a donkey-drawn carriage. We drive a nice car which has, lots of stuff on board. It has an onboard computer. The car is smarter than us most of the time, and so forth. We fly in planes. We go on fast boats on peaceful oceans and make a lot of noise and create a lot of pollution. But anyway, so we do all this, and we think this is fantastic. We say we have the ability to communicate across the world. And of course, like just now, this reminder I'm recording is on a regular Android phone. And it goes across the world thanks to the technology that is involved, which is simple, but which is powerful, has a lot of reach. However, one of the things that, for example, this technology of the telephone and so on is supposed to do is to help us to communicate better. The question I want to ask myself anyway is, are we really communicating better? Are we really communicating better because we now have the ability to make international telephone calls free? Because if you use any of the chat programs, whether it's Telegram or Signal or WhatsApp or whatever, the call is free. Does it mean, therefore, that you are calling, for example, people living away from their parents? Does it mean that you are now, therefore, it can be taken for granted that you will talk to your parents FaceTime or video, WhatsApp video or whatnot every day? You can, and it costs you nothing. Are you doing it? That is the question. So this technology of smartphones, I always say smartphones and stupid people, this technology, is it taking us closer to our loved ones, dear ones, or has it actually produced more distance? Because the days when we lived together, we talked to people face to face. When we made a telephone call, it took us a lot of time and energy. It took us it cost money. We had to go stand in a line sometimes in the night, and then we talked. You had to yell, and that's why people of my generation, even today when we talk on trunk calls, we yell. And then we had to, we got some very mixed kind of responses. So we did all that. Now, the point is that, but we did communicate. When we wrote letters, it took us time and energy to sit down and think, conceptualize and reflect and put all of that down on paper, and we also learned, therefore, to communicate better because we had more words. We didn't begin every sentence with so or like or all the rest of the stuff. We actually had a vocabulary. Now, I'm not against technology, believe me. I mean, I'm using it myself. But I'm saying, think about it from the concept of what is it doing. And again, these two words, expensive and valuable. I say to especially my young friends, young male friends who spend a lot of time texting. I know you shouldn't be doing that, especially as Muslims, but you know what you do, and I unfortunately also know what you do. You spend a lot of time texting and messaging your those girls who you think you love and who you want to love you. Ask a question: how many of you send one text message, one really from the heart, sincere message of love and gratitude to your grandmother or to your mother? In that space of time, you would have sent 10 text messages to this other young lady who, if she has any sense, she will keep you exactly where you are, which is at the end of a very long fishing rod with a long line and a hook, and the hook just out of your reach, so that you spend all your time trying to catch on to that hook. And if she has any sense, she'll never let you do that, right? But instead of that, if you sent one sincere, heartfelt message of gratitude and respect to your grandmother, believe me, the response that you will get, first of all, you will get an immediate response. And secondly, you will be in her dua. She will give you advice. You talk to her. You build a bond. And that will be far, far more valuable than whatever this other person can give you. Do you do that? Your phones give you the ability to do that. Will you do that from today? Inshallah. Communicate with your elders. Communicate with people who you have not communicated with for a long time. Communicated with those who helped you. Believe me, not one single one of us is standing where we are standing today without the help of others. And I'm hugely conscious of all the people who helped me. And alhamdulillah, I make dua for them in tahajjud and sujood every day. Alhamdulillah. But my point is, do we do that? Because we conflate these two things. To conclude, I want to say one very simple thing, which is that the truly valuable things in life are free. The truly valuable things, the things that really have value in life, are free. Cost you nothing, except a little bit of effort. Take for example, to give you some basic examples, clean air. What does it cost? Nothing. clean water. What does it cost? Nothing. We pollute it and then we have to spend money to clean it. But it costs nothing. The love of your parents. What did it cost you? How much did you pay your mom to love you? How much did you pay your father to love you? The love of your siblings. What does it cost you? You know the way to check this out? If you don't have this love, how can you buy? What does it cost to buy this love? Can you buy this love? If your brother or sister doesn't love you, can you buy their love? I know there are parents who don't love their children. If that happens, can you buy that love? So if you have this, what is the value we are placing on it? The love and affection of your teachers who know you, who owe you nothing. And you owe them everything. If you know something today, it's because of the people who took the time and trouble to teach you. Formally, informally, conversations, whatever. Do we value that? It is valuable, immensely valuable, immeasurably valuable, and completely free. Totally free. You can't buy it. You cannot buy it. So I remind myself and you, let us learn to value the truly valuable things in life. Finally, and most importantly, can you buy the forgiveness of Allah? Can you buy the mercy and grace of Allah? Can you buy the ni'mat, the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with? And what does it take? All that it takes is to say Alhamdulillah. Is to think of each of these things and say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I'm sitting here on this little jetty, on this kind of a little island. On one side is the Gulf of Mexico, on the other side is a little lagoon. And there are birds all around. And I'm sitting in this on this branch of this tree and in the shade. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the ability and the time and the resources and the support and the help of other people that I can do this. My brothers and sisters, truly, truly, truly think of the things that are valuable in your life and learn to appreciate them and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. It begins with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. It begins with the Rasul alayhi salam, sallallahu alayhi salam, who taught us how to live this in this world. And it goes on to our parents and our siblings and our friends and our teachers and all those in our life, thanks to whom we are today where we are. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.